Proclamation number 1401, dated the April 30th, 1940. Mutual help from beings in the beyond for the care of misguided souls. Suffering as aid. Thus the spiritually perfect is incessantly working for the redemption of the imperfect, and love is always the motivating factor, because these beings' state of maturity also requires the sphere of activity, and this is what they are looking for on earth as well as in the beyond. Because unredeemed souls are suffering indescribable hardship which cannot be alleviated without active help. Consequently, the beings in the beyond will most eagerly try to make contact with needy souls. And although it is frequently laborious and unsuccessful, it may not be abandoned. For this reason, the beings need to have an excessive amount of patience and love so as not to slow down in their work. Sometimes a simple reference to eternity can suffice to make the soul reflective, and then the connection has been made, since the friends in the beyond can then transmit their thoughts to such a thoughtful person. However, if the being only has materialistic thoughts, on earth as well as in the beyond, such hints will fade away unheard. It is always merely living in the present and does not consider its hopeless condition in eternity. Such souls are extraordinarily hardened and have to be made aware of their situation through suffering and pain. And even then the beings of light will not leave them, unrecognized by the poor souls but forever willing to help. The beings on earth, too, are permanently surrounded by the bearers of light who would like to direct their train of thought towards the spiritual world. But their love is frequently rejected, their help is turned down, and the human being remains in the same state which will result in a pitiful fate for him in the beyond one day. In the knowledge of this impending hardship, the beings will not leave the people who are entrusted to them for as long as they live on earth. They are also frequently the cause of earthly hardship and suffering if they cannot find any other means to assist the soul. They are the cause of failures, ruined hopes and all kind of disappointments which are only ever meant to bring the futility of their earthly endeavors to their attention and to guide their thoughts into another direction. They recognize the worthlessness of everything the human being is trying to achieve, and since it cannot be explained to them mentally, as it is firmly rejected, people often have to be forced to sacrifice what they are trying to achieve. This task is not easy for the perfected beings because their emotion is love, and love always wants to fulfill and give. It wants to give happiness and bestow joy, and now has to take away and cause pain to the people they love. But the suffering awaiting them one day will be far greater, and in order to avert this from their proteges, they often interfere in earthly life destructively. The final release of such beings can only be achieved by suffering if love is not awakened in them by seeing the suffering of their fellow human beings. This can very quickly result in a change of mind. Their own suffering will not always lead to awareness, but having to witness the pain of their fellow human beings will make a person thoughtful and bring him closer to understanding. And then the danger for this soul will have passed, because the heart of a person who is able to love is not hardened and the influences of the beings in the beyond will not be unsuccessful. Hence people's suffering cannot be avoided as long as they haven't become conscious of the fact that they are living on earth in order to educate themselves for eternity. Only suffering will bring this thought close to them, and it is the only means of help available to those who are fighting for the souls. Amen.